Hi, and welcome back again to Frank Poetry with Favor. So this is February, and we are in the love month. So you should expect to hear words, poetry regarding love from different perspectives, right? Okay, so let's get into the poem for today. The title of the poem is When Hell Gifts You a Wife, read by yours truly. There's something devastatingly poisonous and ravaging about a bad wife. Her skin is lush and beams in unison with the sun, such that the moon and stars clap in nodding agreement of this beauty. Her eyes are electromagnets, calling into love the onlooker. And when she pleads with those eyes, your wallet empties itself in prostration to this goddess. She holds the scepter of elegance in her majestic strides. You know, there's just something about her build, her stature, the way her body moves in the wind, with the wind. As if the wind obeys her earthly occupancy. Everyone agrees. She is certainly pleasing to the eyes, you know. Her hair pours down in full length and your heart is pleased with this sight. Then, just then, she opens her mouth. And hell shows itself in full regalia. Out of the depths of her heart, vile and vitriol manifest heavily formed wings. There's clearly a disconnect somewhere between the outward and the inward. Onlookers sink into this cognitive dissonance. With her tender hands, she finally pulls out block after block of homes built by generations of godly women, setting to fire the pillars and foundations of strong empires built with blood and sweat. She is anger, a mission. She sees colorful linking ropes of relationships and tears them apart with the gnashing of her teeth. She is absolutely void of character, like the decaying lungs of one who indulges daily smoke. Her inside sits dark and desolate. Peace? What is peace? She asks. Her tongue licks away whatever joy sits at the dining table. And with the same tongue, she rips everything, starting with her husband, stripping oil off his crown, dressing him down before his kindred, before his kingdom. He is now the bareness of her lips. She has spent years raising smaller devils in her likeness, and earth bends its face in a weep. She is proof that a mere feeling of love is not enough. That love itself must constitute respect and regard and character. That love must hold up, must uplift. That the hands of love you know only knows how to build up, how to heal. The love knows to raise kings and queens and to be one. The love's tongue is laced with a manner of kindness. So let's chat a little bit about the poem. What do you think? I want to share a few things about this poem from two perspectives. Here's the first perspective, and this is the perspective of men that are currently dating. and looking to marry, right? You know, what we see today, what the media sells to us is really the image of outward beauty. You know, the six packs of a male figure and the lush skin and full body parts of a woman and all of that shenanigan, right? Hardly ever, ever will you hear of the contents of the person's soul, right? And maybe that's because that's, you know, that's not what sells. That's not what brings the money. We know that that's how the media industry works, right? But what's pushed in our faces and sold to us is really just, you know, what's on the outside, right? But what keeps a soul is really what's in the inside. It's what keeps the soul. It's what keeps a family, generations, kingdoms. You know, the essence of a person is what's inside. You know, the person's character, the taste of the person's soul. Yes, it is very possible to taste a person's soul. You know, how they treat you and people around them. So when you seek a woman to marry, beyond what she looks like, please check for the person she is inside. Let that be your primary focus. Of course, attraction, physical attraction is important. In fact, if you are not physically attracted to somebody, okay, that's a completely different topic. But physical attraction is certainly important in relationships, in marriage, right? But the most important thing is really what's inside. The outer skin can, you already know, you know, a lot of things can happen. But the person inside is what sustains the person, the relationships, right? So the person, soul of the person, is indeed who you are going to spend the rest of your life with. So ensure that there is character and substance, not the potential for character and substance. Just ensure that character and substance already exist. And no, you cannot change her. No. She must decide within herself to change if she is the woman in this poem or anything like her. All right? So that's the first point. And the second point is, if you are the woman in this poem, here's what to do. And I must start by saying, you must know that the intention of this poem is not for condemnation. Absolutely not. Right? The intention is to be light. A light reveals, light creates room for correction. You know, many times we are just unaware of the behaviors we carry. Many times, not all the times. Sometimes people are aware. And we are unaware that these behaviors are the death of us. That they are poison to those around us. And this case is typical, right? The case in this poem. If you are the woman in this poem, you most certainly are the poison wherever you are. Now, was that harsh? Was it harsh? If it was, then it was necessary. It's necessary for the beginning of your journey to be a much better human. And if you are willing, then virtue and grace are really here for you. You know, you can be a completely different woman from today onwards. If you've been in denial, it's time to come out of it, right? It's time to seek the redemptive hands of Jesus. Again, he is light, and in him we can be saved, right? You know, look around you. If you observe that this is really you, and you then take notice that maybe the friends around you, people around you are enabling you and not really telling you the truth, then you need to get rid of those people. The journey begins today, right? The beauty of Jesus is that he redeems you first, then puts in you his spirit to do the work of correction. And the spirit of God begins to flip on light switches in your heart. Your tongue begins to learn that it must only speak edifying words. And your character begins to release the shells of the old person. And you become really new. You have a new life. And you can certainly change. whether you are 14 years old or you are 55, so that love meets you and you can also give genuine love. So that is the end of the poem today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for stopping by and for staying by for this little chat. I will see you next time for more poems on love for Love Month. Take care.